This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, January 3rd. Trust, follow, and step out in faith.
Our reading comes from Deuteronomy chapter 1. Then, as the Lord our God commanded us, we set out from Horeb and went toward the hill country of the Amorites through all that vast and dreadful wilderness that you have seen. And so we reached Kadesh Barnea. Then I said to you, you have reached the hill country of the Amorites, which the Lord our God is giving us. See, the Lord your God has given you the land. Go up and take possession of it, as the Lord, the God of your ancestors, told you. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged. Then all of you came to me and said, let us send men ahead to spy out the land for us and bring back a report about the route we are to take and the towns we will come to. The idea seemed good to me, so I selected 12 of you, one man from each tribe. They left and went up into the hill country and came to the valley of Eshcol and explored it. Taking with them some of the fruit of the land, they brought it down to us and reported, it is a good land that the Lord our God is giving us.
One morning, while looking out my kitchen window, I observed my neighbor's two sons, ages 8 and 10, playing in their backyard. The older boy jumped across a gap from one wooden landscape log to another. He tried again and fell, but he got back up. With his brother watching, he looked back at how far he had jumped. He paused. I imagined he needed the courage to make another jump. He jumped again and landed safely on the log again. Moses reminded God's people of their history. God had rescued them from slavery in Egypt, sustained them in the wilderness, and given them victory over other nations. They were assured of God's guidance and protection in preparation for entering the Promised Land. They did not need to fear what was ahead of them, even though there were reports of powerful enemies and even giant warriors in the land. God would go before them and fight their battles. We too may need a reminder of our past failures and victories in order to have the courage to follow God. His faithfulness will propel us into our future. We can look back and see what God has already done. God has a plan already marked out for us, so we can trust, follow, and step out in faith. Pray with me. Almighty God, give me the courage to trust and follow you, even when I cannot see my way forward. My past, present, and future are in your hands. You will always go before me. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning, or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.